Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the release of the first half 2013 results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. Following the initial presentation, there will be room for question and answers from the financial community. Speakers will be Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, President and CEO, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Investor Relations Manager. Now I'd like to give the floor to the President and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. The floor is yours. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is with great pleasure that I'd like to welcome you. I was just saying to Moreno and my staff that it's always a pleasure for me to hold these conference calls. I'd like to start by thanking you as investors, shareholders, analysts, partners, and also as advisors, because, you know, following nearly 3 years after the IPO, I can really tell you that you have given us special advice. I'd like to thank you all for all that you've done for us, for the judgment that you've passed on our enterprise. I'd like to thank you because you believe in us, you trust us, and hopefully we would like to really to make up the commitments that we take, the engagement we take with you investors and analysts. Thank you also, thank you very much for supporting and respecting also our basic principles. As usual, I'd like to do as follows, because I think it is a fascinating way to proceed. First of all, I'd give you the first highlights of the company. I'd like to talk about 2014, then Moreno Ciarapica, our CFO, will give you some specific figures. I'd like to resume the floor again to speak about 2015, and then any questions or you might need an answer for. I'd like to start from the data of the financial results. 175.8 million this first half in net revenues, with 11.6% growth. Then we have 30.6 million EBITDA with plus 12.9%. Net income 15.6 million with an increase by 17.8%. And then international markets have grown by 15%, and currently they're worth nearly 80% of our net revenues. And then we have a nice conclusion to these figures, and because we're Italian, I'm really fond of our splendid Italy. We have plus 0.2 Italy. In this semester, Italy is weighs 20.6%. But then when I'll give you the 2014 figures, generally speaking, for the whole year, there will be a slight decrease there. Then the retail grows by 22.9%, wholesale grows by 6.0%, and franchisee 6.3%, plus 6.3%. What about the different geographical distribution? 18.2% for North America, so America and Canada. Europe 9.5% plus. Then the rest of the world plus 10.3%. China plus 43.5%. But please always imagine that our business in China is worth 5 to 6%. So this 43% must be really taken with a pinch of salt. And then Italy, plus 0.2%. Then, as of today, our like-for-like performance is 5.6%, and we believe that this is a very positive kind of figure. As you know, in all our plans, our like-for-like ranges between 5 and 7% in our annual planning, and then during the season, maybe due to weather conditions in somewhere in the world, it can really swing. So we are pretty pleased with this result. I'd like to now dwell on Russia for a second. Well, the first thing is that yesterday I spoke to our partners who have been so for 18 years, very special people, and you know that we have franchise stores there in Russia, and at the moment we have no intention whatsoever to convert them, these stores, into retail. But they're very pleased because they're doing much better than for the previous years, but maybe there are a bit less travelers. But I'd also like to add that for this kind of segment, very high luxury consumers, we did not have that much change in the world. And another important point here is that I believe that any company in any sector, when making plans, since if you export to 70 countries in the world, we are at 61 countries at the moment, you always know that in advance that in a country something, a country might perform better or worse according to external conditions. But generally speaking, we are very satisfied. And now, a couple of minutes I'd like to devote about these 3 years I'm talking about, because now, at the end of the day, it's August is drawing to a close now. We already have the orders placed wholesale for October, November. So for us, this is the end of the 2012-2014 project, that is when we went public in 2012. And I'd like to tell you to take stock of the situation. So 50% of our revenue stem from the multi-brand and 50% from the mono-brand channel. We have 650 multi-brand in accounts in the world, the most important department stores worldwide, and we consider them as to be the so-called guardians of our brand, the custodians of the brand. And when we'll be talking about products in the second half, I'd like to go back to this. Then we have about 100 monobrand stores, and they are broken down 70% DOS stores and 30% franchise stores. And we opt for the franchise formula in those developing countries, like the countries I was mentioning before, Russia, Romania, for example, and so on and so forth. At the end of the year, so I'd like to tell you how our revenues will be broken down. We will be exporting to 61 countries, to be precise. Then we will have 34% of our revenues from the U.S., 33% in Europe, 18.7% Italy, 5-6% China, and then 8-10% more or less, sorry, rest of the world. When I say rest of the world, I also mean Japan is also factored in the rest of the world, and Japan has started to become quite a relevant market that is close to 5% of our revenues. And then we just precisely this year, now we have enjoyed quite a good relationship with the multinational for many years, and they are our partner, and we have a 25, the speaker corrects himself, no, 25 Itochu. So we have a 75% stake, and Itochu is 25% stake. So in Japan, we have 3 monobrand stores and 13 department stores. So for us, this is a quite a relevant, a significant market. And as of September, this will be converted back into being a retail direct market. Inventories at the end of the year will be about 32-33%. Because of the conversion of these stores in Japan, and also as a result of quite a strong approach to men's suits, because when you create basically the basis in your store for the grey suit or the navy suit, but this is what you should bear in mind. And now we're just dwelling on the product for a second. I seriously think that everything ages pretty easily. We were saying just today, well, we had our friend Marzotto, and he was wearing a blazer that was long 76 centimeters. This is a technical detail, but nowadays it's 73.5. That's the right measure. And he was saying, I'd like to really shorten these blazers, although he was wearing a very nice pinstriped suit. So basically, there is no basic in our collection. Nothing becomes basic, which means that inventories in apparel companies, inventories are very, very important, because thanks to inventories, then your turnover in your store is very contemporary, it's very fresh, because a season later, it can be completely different. And this has an impact in economic terms, too. Over these last 3 years, we invested $110 million in the 3-year period for an important project. that we had. At the end of this year, we will have invested 39-40 million, because in June, July, we thought that since things were going pretty well, we have decided to anticipate by a year the investment in the IT platform, the fully-fledged IT platform. And I'd like to dwell on this in the second half of the call, because we really believe in this project. At the end of this year, we will have about 10-11% amortization. But an important thing here, the showrooms we have in the world nowadays are very fresh, they're very contemporary, and we think they're very fresh and contemporary. Also, the stores are, of course, are fresh and contemporary, but of course, we do not have a history, a 15-year-old long history in stores as we have in showrooms. And as of today, we have because we want to maintain our relation with our Russian partner. We don't have any direct stores there. So 2014, because you see, for us, 2014 is already drawing to a close for us, but we want to consider it the basic year for the real structuration of the company. We are now in the new headquarters. We have more or less 1,200 employees. The average age is 36.3, 36.4, and management age is between 40-40.5. But I'd like to repeat a very special thing that Andrea Guerra said to me once. He said, I'm pretty worried because it's been 6 months now and we are aging. And we are talking about a very, very young company. So the idea of having a very young and contemporary enterprise, I really believe in this concept. And then we were very pleased to have a sort of generational pact agreed in our company, and you already are familiar with this. And I'd like to report once again about the idea of setting up a trust that it will give continuity to the company, hopefully for the next 50-100 years. So it will provide continuity to the business and also to the private foundation. This is the objective of the trust. And I now have peace of mind about this. And I also like the idea that my daughters already now, they know for certain that this will be their business. So this is the idea as of 2014. So we are particularly pleased. And I'd now like to give the floor to Moreno Ciarapica, who will provide you with a few more colors. And then I'd like to go back to 2015 and 16 with you. And then if you have any questions, I'm available. And thank you very much for your attention. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Brunello. As far as revenues are concerned, with the confirmation of the preliminary data already commented, the release of last 17th of July and taken up again by Brunello, a short while ago, I think I don't have any other comments to add, but I'd like to highlight the effect of the conversion to the direct network of the Japanese business. As of September the 1st, that is in 4 days' time, the three wholesale monobrand boutiques, two in Tokyo and one in Kobe, will be converted to the direct management and operation. This operation happens at the same time as the conversion from the multi-brand wholesale management to the retail channel of the 13 dedicated selling spaces where our brand is present in Japan, that is within the most prestigious luxury department stores, like, for example, Isetan, Takashimaya, Daimaru and Mitsukoshi. These spaces will be operated as follows. The department stores will receive the so-called kakerizu, which is a percentage, and other operating costs, which will impact both the total sell-out revenues that we will be accounting for and also the margins. And these margins will be higher than the multi-brand channel, but of course it will not reach the same level as the DOS levels. As far as the conversions are concerned, I'd like to remind you of the mismatch between the values reported in the current season and the ones in the previous season. It is for this reason that at the end of the third quarter, 2014, the part of revenues relating to the fall-winter collection, that last year we had accounted for as selling in Japan in the wholesale channel will be missing, whereas these winter sales following the conversion will be then recovered in the following quarters as revenues in the same stores, that is to say in the retail channel. Let's now move on to the income statement, and I'd like to analyze the most important items there, and in particular the development leading to the EBITDA margins, the first half EBITDA margin to 17.3% vis-à-vis the 17.1% of the previous year. On the one hand, we have the first margin increase by plus 180 basis points thanks to the channel mix development with a higher weight of retail revenues on sales, 35.5% against 32.2% of last year. At the same time, the weight of operating costs that are indicated in the SG&A category increases by 160 basis points, driven by cost increases such as rents and personnel, both ensuing from the development of the business and also the growth in the retail monobrand channel. In particular, as far as the personnel costs are concerned, this growth is impacted both from the development of the retail business and also by the following the employment of 70 tailors that were hired by Daventia previously, and their know-how and not the brand was acquired by us in order to strengthen our proposal on men's suits. And then, because of this, EBITDA margins increases by 20 basis points. And among the other items in the income statement, I'd like to highlight higher depreciation and amortization from 5.3 million to 6.3 million, having to do with investments for new openings and for existing shops. And then the financial expenses that are slightly higher than last year, from 0.63% last year to 0.73% this year, which is in line with the NFP performance. And then, finally, a 32.1% tax rate that is lower than last year, also due to temporary factors, and it is in line with our expectations for the end of the year. In the slides 12, 13, 14, you can find more details about this. And I'd like now to dwell on slide number 13 for a further comment on the operating costs, SG&A. The increase, as anticipated, has amounted to 160 basis points. The development-related costs, business development costs, as we said before, personnel and rents, increases by 240 basis points. And this increase was reduced by the management of other operating costs, minus 80 basis points, although there were higher A&P costs that moved from 8 to 9 million, but their weight on revenues stayed the same, unchanged at 5.1%. Moving now on to the balance sheet, and this is slide number 15. We'd like this slide 15 shows the change in net working capital, whose weight on rolling revenues increases by 120 basis points from 29.6% to 30.8% because of the physiological increase of inventories we were hinting at before. In 2013, and as you can see in slide 16, there is still the ongoing significant relevant investment plan with 22.4 million invested from January the 1st, 2014, following the 66 million invested in the two-year period 2012-2013, therefore driving the net financial position at the end of the first half to minus 46.1 million. As far as the CAPEX of the first semester 2014 are concerned, we have the first investments and initial investments, as Brunello was saying, devoted to the three-year project 2014-16 to consolidate and further develop the IT platform. And according to our estimates, over the 3 years, this investment should amount to 12-14 million as a whole. This project includes manifold initiatives. There is the adoption of a new ERP for the administrative and financial management, the evolution of the surveillance system for our production activities, the integration of retail systems to manage our DOS stores, a new CRM system, and everything. All this can be potentially extended to include wholesale monobrand stores network. As far as the digital front is concerned, but Brunello will provide you with even more colors on this, in line with our identity, strategy and positioning, we will be striving to maintain our very clear and exclusive communication approach on all media where we are present, by offering an integrated experience between physical and online distribution, and wherever possible, personalizing, customizing the digital experience of our clients. And then one last comment on net financial position on slide 17. You see the development of this item, the three-year development too, showing the seasonality of our financial cycle. Well, there is an increase by 18 million around vis-à-vis the net financial position of 30th of June 2014, so against 28 million as of the 31st of March 2014, in line with the increase between the 31st of March 2013 and 30th of June 2013. So this is the end from me. Thank you very much for your attention. I give the floor back to Brunello. So thank you again. Just 30 seconds to say that we really consider this year already drawing to a close. So we'd like to tell you very serenely that we envisage bringing home some great results, special results I would call them. But we also think that we'll be taking home a great result in terms of image, something that we are really, really pleased with. Is the fact that as far as the men's collections are concerned, New York Times wrote something very interesting about this the other day. We are seen as a beacon enterprise for this non-fashion business. And, you know, this non-fashion business is around 85%. So having invested in men's suits, in a more youthful-looking men's suits, investing in this means that we were able to really complete the idea of the brand. And we think this plays a very important role. Another important thing, the winter merchandise that we have in the stores at the moment is being appreciated very much. I would say very, very much even. And you see, this does make the difference, as always, as usual. And why am I saying this? Because if you present a collection, a spring-summer 2015 men's, and, you know, we already have the orders placed, and if you achieve such great results, you know that, you know, we achieve great results, especially from the image point of view. So if this happens, what does it mean? It means that January, February, March, April, June, we will be exhibiting merchandise in our stores that has been appreciated by our multi-brand accounts. And you know how we appreciate the value of the multi-brands, because the multi-brands, they have viewed maybe 200 collections, so whatever they say, their feedback is very, very relevant. If the multi-brand staff tell you that the collection is so-and-so, they're really very honest and open about it. So for this year to come, we think that 2014 is already closed. We consider it particularly splendid. We consider it as a sort of foundation for our future development. We are here in the new factory. You see, it seems that everything is working in a special way. The mood is particularly good. And we were able to really fine-tune the speed of our deliveries too. So I don't want to exaggerate, but we are very, very happy with the results. So I'd now like to dwell on 2015, because as of today, we already have collected the total orders for men's, and we are nearly 50% of orders collected for women's, which will be finished between 15th and 20th of September. So we already have a pretty clear idea. And I think that as far as the men's and women's collections are concerned, maybe they were the best in our history. Of course, this should be said understood with a pinch of salt, because you tend to say that the best collection is always the one that you are showcasing at the very precise moment. But, you know, I'm being very honest here. But I'm very, very happy because, you see, we have just over 100 people working in the style team, and 14 of them, myself included, are in the first level. So it, which means that we can manufacture 50, 55 new prototypes each, every single day. So we can definitely fine-tune and change the whole collection in a very speedy way. So we can say that if we think of this result of men's and women's collection summer, well, we already can say that our stores will be showcasing very special clothes. So we already envisage for 2015 a pretty interesting result. Another important thing is the product. I'll never tire of repeating this. What really makes the difference is the product and the visual merchandising. As our very distinguished American clients say, for visual merchandising, we were able to provide a very special service because, you see, for women, visual merchandising is important, but for menswear, visual merchandising is fundamental. A basic navy blazer, unless it is exhibited and showcased in a special manner, it is pretty trivial. So, in terms of product, I like this idea of having really renovated men's suits, because I think that for men, I think that a very interesting time awaits us for the non-fashion men's business, because a 45-50-year-old male who maybe owns 15 suits, if one day they wear a suit that makes them look younger and fresher, well, you can be sure that they will stop wearing the other 15 suits. Especially the president of Neiman Marcus, he came to Milan to see us, and he was wearing a Daventa made suit, you know, very chic, very close to the body. And he said to me, you see, my wife said to me that I have to really throw away to the bin the 20 suits that I have in my wardrobe because I look too old in them. So this is a great piece of news, not just for us, but also for Italy, because we are masters of this kind of craftsmanship. The value of the craftsmanship and the value of product. I'd like to say something in favor of Italy. As you know, the luxury meeting that will be held in Milan next November, and where very special people usually take part in this meeting. Do you know what the title is this year? Going back to manufacturing in Italy. This is the title of the conference. And this is what I've always maintained. We have great creative abilities mixed, combined with the real ability to manufacture. And this really makes a difference. We have very young fashion designers that are really capable. So the Made In label has a very strong value. So the sartoriality, the visual merchandising, apparel, well, what can I say? I can repeat this. We manufacture clothing, but I think that the next few years will be very special for apparel, because in the luxury segment of apparel, the luxury ready-to-wear has been missing, the typical Italian ready-to-wear of the 90s. And this is missing in the market. There is a lot of demand for this. And for us, this basically means that an even more special time is about to open. So what should these products be like? They should be beautiful, sophisticated, very well made, delivered in time, showcased in a perfect way. You see, this morning we were here with the 40 people, men's for men's in our DOS, and we were taking a look at what they were wearing, and you could really see the difference, because when you wear a suit or a blazer closer to the body, it makes a difference. The length of the blazer really makes a difference. And I'm pretty pleased with the team that we have, this men's staff. Because if I was to step back, the team, the style team, would be 40 years old. 43 years old is the men's, the women's wear style team. So we are very, very young. And another nice thing to add, since I've known many of you for a long time, I've been, I am in the board of the Banca d'Italia Perugia branch, and next year I will really resign as soon as I'm elected. Can you, yes, you can hear me, right? Yes, it's confirmed. I'm saying this because in the board, you see, the board, the average age is 70, and I don't like this. Honestly speaking, I'd like to see a 40, 45-year-old gentleman or 35-year-old gentleman instead of me who can really bring in some new ideas, new inputs. This basically means that a company must always be modern and contemporary. And so as far as product is concerned, we are going through a very special phase. That's why I'm saying that we think that we have laid very, very strong foundations. When the American department stores decide to place your store among the best worldwide luxury stores, it means that your brand is having a good momentum. And this really gives us strength. So we are very, very serene. And now I'd like to maybe dwell on investments in 2015. In 2015, we think that we will be investing around 30 million. As always, you see, over the last few years, we have always said to you, anticipated to you that we'll be investing X, and then it's always been X plus 15 or 20%. Well, hopefully we won't get numbers wrong this year, but it's also true that we'd like to provide you with a very long-term visibility, and we want to seize every opportunity we come across. And next year, since our company, our factory is well set, the showrooms are all clear and finished, so all investments will be in the commercial side, and 4-5 million for this IT platform. And what about this then? You see, we have hired a guy last year who we name the CEO of Internet, just to convey to you how important this sector, this industry, the IT sector is for us. So I think we must be very quick, very fast, very contemporary, but at the same time we have to remain really humanist and artisans when we communicate. So the web is this. You see, we have enjoy a great relationship with Yuke's. The average ticket is 1,050 euros online, like Marchetti says, so it's pretty a good result for an online business. So what I'd like is for us to be very well organized, but at the same time we should not miss out on that humanity, craftsmanship and discretion that we have, because I think that the underlying problem here is the fact that we should not be too over distributed and too focused on the commercial side. You see, as I said, we have just closed the sales for men's and women's collection, and now coming back from the trade fairs, we notice a very strong demand for special products, high craftsmanship products, high manual work products that are not very distributed. They're, of course, expensive products. And on the other hand, there is a demand for industrial products, very widely distributed at a different, completely different price. And this gap has shown very strongly over the last year. And at the same time, in the clothing segment, this is very, very strongly perceived. So we want to invest 30 million. And then we would like to open around 7, 8, 9 stores this year, because last year this year we opened 5 DOS. Oh, another important thing. As far as the next year stores are concerned, they are all secured. So this is a completed project. They are located in very, very prestigious locations. But this year we have also enlarged 3 or 4 stores, for example, the London store with 250 extra meters, square meters. And this has been an important year as far as this is concerned. So what do we want to do? We want to open these new stores. We want to grow. We want to pay a lot of attention to visual quality, but painstaking attention to taste especially, because this is very, very important. So I told you about the DOS. So where do we want to open these 7 to 9 stores? Singapore, Vancouver, Ginza, Frankfurt. Ginza is Tokyo. So pretty important locations. Then, we are now working on the 15, 16, 17 plan. Of course, we can give you a few more colors on 2015, but we are already working in 2017 because in January, February next year, we will already be working on 2018. As far as the real estate assets that we have at the moment, they should cater for all our needs until 2017. But then, if we really target and achieve the growth that we are targeting at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, we will have to start envisaging an expansion, a further expansion of the factory in 2018-2019. And because, you know, in Italy there's a lot of red tape, so there is a long timing between when you plan and when you actually implement your plans. So we are happy, we are serene, we like the taste. As far as investments are concerned, they're all under control. I like the idea of this Made in Italy. This is strong Made in Italy, of this idea of making very special products here in Italy. But maybe with you, I'd like to share with you a couple of ideas. First of all, the first concept is the great value that, in my view, is the great value that is attached to the territory, and by that I mean a place for politics, arts, industry, an area, a community, but the product that is manufactured and identified with a specific area and territory. We have invested a lot in this, and I believe in this very much, and Solomeo, our headquarters, has become really an important proof, evidence to this. So the place has a very, very important value. And we also mentioned this when you came to visit. I think it's another important, interesting thing to mention about our country. I think that our country, Italy, is now going back to being special. Why is it special? Because we are good at manufacturing and we are creative at the same time. So the combination of the two is definitely explosive. And now I'd like to share with you the following. I have the impression, and I mentioned this to a few journalists too, I also have the impression that especially young 35, 40-year-olds are now going back to having a different relationship with things, with objects. So they are now going back to using things like Happy Cure used to say. They used to say that men have two needs, the needs of the soul, of serenity, and then the needs of the body, to satisfy all the needs of the body, Epicurus used to say. But man cannot go beyond this, because if he goes beyond this, it becomes consumption. And I don't like this word, consumption. Well, I think that we should go back. We are now going back to just using things as they are and paying attention where they come from, who made them. Are they special? Are they true? Are they useful? Because if something is true, well made, you can be sure that it is useful too. So we would like to work on this very strong topic. So we do not want to change anything. We want to keep working hard on this, respecting our workers, enjoying a great relationship with you investors, you analysts, and hopefully we can manage to be contemporary all the time, because this is the biggest issue. Always imagining and envisaging to be guardians of our community, of the territory, because you see there's this huge distinction in products-wise between a special product and a plain product. I really want to highlight this gap between the two, because it is something that is very strongly perceived. We have chosen to manufacture in Italy, therefore, and it ensues that the costs related to the product are pretty high, but with this also comes exclusivity. But you see, in our showrooms, you should always perceive and breathe this mood of Italian, of an Italian company that purports a specific kind of taste, because you see, in fashion, the fascination of Italy and France, and America too, is very special. But whatever comes from France and Italy, fashion-wise, is always special. So please make this distinction. Be aware of it. So now, I'd like to conclude by thanking you immensely for everything. Please help us all the time with your remarks so that we can better understand how things go. And I'd like to say goodbye and open the floor for any questions. If not, between September and December, I will be in England, in the US. You know, I never travel with my CFO during the road shows. We always travel separately. So we will come and see you. You are also invited to come and visit. But you should also know that we are very confident in the way things are going. And also, we are also very confident in Italy. And I said it to a few people from the press, and I can tell you, I'm ready to bet all that I own that in a couple of years, unemployment rate in the Italian market will be below 10%, but provided that we convince our young people to apply special jobs, that is, making special products that are not just in the apparel segment, but also in the food industry and any other sector. So thank you very much. Let's open the floor for questions. And hopefully we were not repetitive. I know that things can be repeated sometimes, but you see, some of you listeners might not know us in depth, so we try and really highlight our strategy and philosophy. Just, I'd like you to know that I really enjoy these conference calls, and it's always somehow exciting and moving because you speak and you have nobody in front of you. Whereas when I hold public speeches, it's fun because you can see their faces. Whereas here, you speak in front of a microphone, and you're also being simultaneously translated. And hopefully, one day I can speak to you directly in English. But you see, I'm struggling with that because if I really wanted to say what I mean, I'd really have to master the language. So we maybe should use the interpreter, because when you do not master a language very, very well, you end up really speaking in a very basic way because you don't know special adjectives. So thank you very much. Let's open the floor for discussions. Chorus call operator, we will now open the Q&A session. Whoever wants to ask a question must press star followed by 1 on the keypad. In order to leave the booking list, press star followed by 2. Please ask your questions using the receiver. Whoever wants to ask a question, press star followed by 1 now. The first question is from Andrea Randona, Intermonte. Thank you very much, and good evening. Good evening, Brunello. My question is the following. Can you give me some more colors on the performance in Europe, your performance in Europe, to see whether there are some differences among the different countries? And also, as far as Italy is concerned, you have already hinted at this trend towards improvement, but maybe just a few colors more, just to maybe better understand how, in particular, the retail channel, that's what I'm interested in. Yes, I'm very pleased to speak about this because we started all our trade fairs last June and we finished on August the 2nd in Germany, and so we know about this. Italy, well, cities are performing much better than small provinces, big cities, I mean, and this is a very clear-cut development, and this will keep on being the same because we do more or less 40% of our sales are to tourists, foreign tourists. And, of course, those who can really see the difference and recognize really beautiful things. So we tend to sell very, very special products. So I see a big difference between one item and the other. As far as Europe is concerned, we went to Germany, in Switzerland, and no one ever, ever mentions the word crisis or recession. And I speak about this with all my, the people that travel with me. This is a very interesting remark. You see, there is a research for unique product. I was spoken to Mrs. Sozzani from Vogue Italy, and who together with Mr. Wintour, they are the most important fashion editors in the world, and she was saying there is really a frantic research for these products. There are no logo, there are not so much advertised, not very recognized, and I'd like to highlight this, because this really goes hand in hand with what we do as a company and what we were talking about. You see, someone was saying to me the other day, I need to when I eat a peach, I want it to be very, very good. Maybe cost 20% more, but that's what I want to. But I don't mind. So I'd like to tell you, Andrea, that there is a very clear-cut difference between products that are particularly special and then very plain products. This is a very strongly perceived feeling. Thank you, Brunello. Thank you. I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you can press star followed by one on your keypad. For further questions, press star followed by one on your keypad. The next question is from Paola Carboni, Equita. Good evening, Brunello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to go back to the idea, the topic of Europe, and also the idea of tourism. You were saying that about foreign tourists account for about 40% for you. Yes, 40% of our sales come from credit card sales, from tourists, sorry, foreign tourists. So I was wondering whether you are being impacted by the current geopolitical tensions in different areas of the world, maybe a lower contribution from Russian tourists. What kind of developments are you witnessing there? Are there some difficulties? Some other players in the sector tend to claim that there are some difficulties. Brunello answers, I'd like to say that at the very high end of of the market, I don't see any difference there. But the thing is that you have to sell very special products, and products that are not too widely distributed, and I can confirm this. But you see, Paola, I keep repeating that, you see, America is performing in a special way. Now, three or four articles have come out about the value of America, which will be the true El Dorado of mankind. And I say, America is a very important market, but we will always have some difficulty coming from some specific markets. You see, our Russian partners is very pleased with how the store is doing, because he's selling more in Russia, because travelers do not, Russian tourists do not travel as much these days. But you see, you don't notice many, many differences in the high end. You see, I was in Formentera last week, and I couldn't. It was really very difficult to book a place there. So the thing is that you have to have very high quality products, recognizable products. And on the other hand, there are of the spectrum, there are products with very low acknowledgeability or recognizability. I'd like to say that in our board, one of our members of the board, Mrs. Koh, who was also in the board of Hermès, she had a connection with China. Actually, she was speaking from China because she was there for work, and she reported on specifically this, the attention to very exclusive products. And I'd like to tell you one thing that you should really notice. The other day, I was speaking to a very important Russian person, and he was saying, do you know that I bought 50 suits in 4 years? And I said to him, I didn't buy 50 suits in all my life. So what I mean by that is that the Russians have very quickly caught up with us. And Karen Katz and Jim Gold from Neiman Marcus were righteously saying that at the end of the day, your products must be special. Your visual merchandising must be special. Your product should not be too largely distributed. The product you sell in Hamburg should be different to the one you sell in Barcelona. And I think that this is easier to do in the apparel segment. We have 1,000 different items in the women's collection. So if you go to the Athens boutique, the 80% is different, of the items are different than the ones displayed in Hamburg because of climate reasons too. So I don't want to be negative at all. On the contrary, I see a bright future ahead. But of course, Paola, that's the case. As it is always the case, some countries struggle more than others. But you see, it's just the way things go. But we should never compromise and accept to distribute everywhere. But would you buy products that are too widely distributed? No, I can answer for you. You will not buy them because at the end of the day, you want to have something exclusive, particular. And now we have to make a huge distinction here. And in this case, I speak of absolute luxury. I don't know any company operating in the absolute luxury who's having difficulty. I was speaking to people who are working in the Ferrari business. They are actually making 33 Ferrari cars. They're called XXX, extremely special, extremely customized. So I don't want to exaggerate. But what I mean by that is that we have to really look after the product, because the product is the foundation of the company. It must be appealing. I hope I haven't bored you, Paola. No, not at all. Thank you. The next question is by Simone Ragazzi, Main First. Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just a curiosity. Since you highlighted the idea of exclusivity and absolute luxury, can you tell us, give us the breakdown of your top line growth in terms of price and volume, and what is the price increase that you have in mind or that you have implemented for the next collection? Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, Simone, I'd like to say to you that two days ago, we were talking about this. In the last 3 years, on average, the price has gone up by 3.3% a year. Now, I'm talking about the industrial cost. But we actually noticed that there is a demand for more special products. You see, we sell a fur for 16,000 euros that is really very easy. It sells very well. So in the industrial cost, went up to 12-13%, but we sell very special products. So, just an example, we have presented an evening collection, women's evening collection, in a more market way vis-a-vis the past. Do you know that we need to display just one single model of evening wear in Cannes, one single model in Miami, just one in the store, because it means that no woman wants to buy the same dress as someone else, and this is the exaggerated concept. I don't know if I was clear, Simone, with my answer. Yes, very clear, but my curiosity is really in this 13% growth at constant exchange rates. Can you give us an indication on the price and volume development? If you can break down this 13% between price and volume. I don't know if you have this figure. Well, first of all, there is the impact of retail on growth, and this makes the average go up, because obviously we have a great difference between a wholesale and a retail price. So there is an increasing trend of the retail weight on the total, and that's really Waze. And as far as the rest is concerned, we have always said that it is the effect of the product mix that counts vis-a-vis the incidence of the increase in costs or prices. So like Brunello was saying, a collection that vis-a-vis to other companies or other brands, a collection that is so wide, we mentioned that there are 1,000 SKUs for the women's collection and just a few less for the men's collection. If you have this wide collection, what you notice is that there is an increasing shift towards more expensive products. But Simone, I'd like to add, for example, for menswear, there is a great return to coats, a comeback of coats, women's wear, a comeback of spring fur. So you buy a mink sleeveless fur and you wear it in May. So it is a very important to take this matters very much. This is really the foundation of our work. And you also see this in the way items are sold, because maybe this fur is sold better in October rather than in August, generally speaking. But what matters is that your collection must be contemporary. Then if your question wants to understand whether we have raised our markups, the answer is no. No, that's right. Over the last 3 years, they have increased between 12-12.1%, 3.4, 3.6. That's the idea. But there is a great demand for special products, but exclusive too at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, at the moment there are no further questions. If there are no further questions, I'd like to thank you all immensely and highlight once again that I seriously believe that the product plays a very, very important role, and personally I devote over 70% of my time with my staff to the product, because the product makes the difference together with the visual merchandising, obviously. If there are no further questions, I'd like to thank you all from the deep of my heart. And thank you. I hope you spent a good summer. And also a piece of advice for Paola. Let's take life a bit lighter, because you see, compared to 20, 30, 40 years ago, you're very young, as a whole, mankind is living much better than 30 years ago. I'm seriously convinced about this. Thank you very much. Thank you, and enjoy your evening, and a special thanks to Paola, who is maybe the youngest here.